back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back. Quick segment. Jay Foreman, old school, with my man Harrison, Chicago Bear. Harrison, you got. I'm gonna tell you this, man. Before we talk a little bit of Huskers basketball, you gotta be confident though this season, though.
I am. Very similar, like the Husker football boat. Like I'm just very cautiously optimistic. Right. Cause remember last year?
Yeah, I remember.
This is the exact same Bears conversation. Everyone's like, look at all the weapons we brought in. The offensive line still really stunk, but this year that's fixed too. So,
well, I think
I'm going to be panicking more because I don't know what the answer is.
I like Ben Johnson as an offensive coach. I think Eberflus, no matter what, was on the hot seat unless they did something extraordinary. And
saved him and gave him, you know, one more year.
Yeah, I know, right? But I think that the Hail Mary play probably sealed it, even though it had nothing to do with him. But I like their emphasis on getting bigger and more physical up front. I think Caleb Williams, take all the knucklehead stuff he did after the game when like CJ Stroud had to talk to him and all that stuff, and the stupid quote saying that he wants to own a team and be a billionaire and all that. Like, he actually played decent, or, you know, efficiency. He was a little bit better. I still think he needs to get the ball out of his hand, but I think that's where Ben Johnson is going to help him the most. And I will tell you, it's probably hard to coach all those, you know, coach as an offensive coach, knowing one couple bad weeks, you guys are gone. And obviously, you know, Caleb Williams probably being able to go past the head coach to the GM to find out whether you got a job or not. But then I think, you know, getting Ben Johnson, they've been on him for a while, offensive mindset, building that team kind of like Detroit, physical, going to have to be tough attitude. And to be honest with you, I think the NFC Central is up for grabs. I think Green Bay, until they get a true number one, is limited. You know what I'm saying? For Jordan Love, Minnesota is good, but I think they're beatable. Obviously, you know, you saw them in the playoffs. And then I think Detroit, losing all the coaches, defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, even though I think Dan Campbell is there, they lost some players through free agency. I think last year was their window. I wouldn't say that it's closed, but that was their best chance. Their success actually bit them in the butt, where, you know, you had coordinators interviewing for jobs. Mm-hmm. So if I'm Chicago and you go back and look how they played down the stretch, the games weren't always blowouts. And so they started to play some better defense, which I think it could be a holdover. And if the offense gets better and more physical with the running attack, you know, I like their chances to make some noise. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen in anybody else's building, but for what Chicago's been able to do, you know, it's probably,
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A different offseason, not... I didn't think Caleb Williams and those guys would have been able to do anything. I think they surrounded him with decent pieces, but didn't have an idea how to use them. Now, Mississippi Mud Dog said Green Bay is going to win the division. Rightfully so, but I think Chicago, you have to look at the schedule for another time, Harrison. I think they can win a wild card if they get off to a good start. And it's all going to be pretty.
In that NFC North, at least for the next few years here, it's going to be a 2, maybe even sometimes 3 playoff teams year in, year out.
Right. I mean, they could be running the NFC. You know, went from the NFC West, and now, you know, you had the East, and obviously you got the Eagles and the Commanders. But you got to think, those 4 teams, okay, just assume JJ is good, right?
One of the best coach teams, even if you're not super high on McCarthy. I just think
coached. But he has a head coach that believes in him. So that's your franchise quarterback. Bears got a franchise quarterback. Detroit does, and so does Green Bay. It's hard to have, you know, and when you look at the divisions, just look at the NFC East. Cowboys don't believe in Dak, right? That just shows you they don't. They've never believed in Dak, you know, based on how they negotiated with him. The Giants you know they don't believe in Russell Wilson as a franchise guy. And, you know, he's a little bit long in the tooth. So it's just and it's just the Commanders that really think they have a franchise quarterback. And I'm willing to say this, even though Jalen Hurts won a Super Bowl and played phenomenal in the Super Bowl, they're still like, yeah, but up there. They were yeah, butting and thinking about getting him out of there until they started getting rolling late in the season. Right?
Which is crazy. Jalen Hurts might be one of the most undeservedly less thought of quarterbacks.
Right. But what I'm saying is you talk about the division NFC Central or North. They quarterbacks, they have the best four. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Not the best four, but the most secure four right now as it stands. Because you got Sam Darnold out there in the West. The 49ers, you know, they still are refusing to play Brock Purdy versus Peanuts, and he keeps winning. Matthew Stafford was almost a New York Giant. And then Pocket Hercules with the Cardinals, even though he played better, it's a make-or-break year for him. So when you think about, you know, constantly being in the mix and where the Bears are, they got to feel confident where they're able to operate in their division and then obviously throughout the NFC. But what we're going to do is obviously you know, turn it over to Ticket Weeknights for about, what, 15, 20 minutes, and or actually in a full hour, excuse me. I was thinking Central Time. Turn over Ticket Weeknights, but this is old school, Jay Foreman Harrison. We'll highlight you tomorrow, but be sure Tom Chattel, right, at Harrison at 6?
Yep. Yeah, Tom Chattel, World Herald.
Yeah, he's always good, man, for he comes on. A lot of knowledge, good dude. But for me, Harrison and the old school crew and the Mercado, appreciate you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.